Blog Talk Radio.
Skeletor to King Randor! Skeletor to King Randor! Come in, you royal boob!
You're an idiot.
What's up, Miami? Who's ready for the weekend review? Time to introduce the main host, Vixen J.
This is Vixen J, and I am addicted to pandas, French vanilla coffee, and sweet aioli. Let me introduce to you my co-host, my partner in crime, Faith.
I'm Batman.
I'm a Mario.
I'm Batman.
I'm a Mario.
Well, Vixen, that is true, but that's my alter ego. My real name is I'm Batman.
Pinky, are you pondering what I'm pondering?
I think so, Brain, but how can you have a duck dynasty if none of the people are ducks?
God damn it, Pinky. Can't you get at least one fucking thing right?
What's up, Miami and people outside of Miami? This is Vixen J, and if you are listening to my words right now, this means only one thing. It is Wednesday, and you are here with us with the Weekend Review. Tonight, we take you back with some 90s Nick trivia.
She forgot to mention me, but I'm Faith, her co-host. Plus, we have what we thought about the Muppets in Gotham. What's up with people hiking up some prices on some medicine out there? And kids and gremlins are the same and all and alike.
I knew it.
This is DJ FaZe, and you're listening to another episode of the Weekend Review, only on the EO1 Network.
Yes, here we are.
Yes, again, another Wednesday, another long day working.
Two more days for the weekend.
Yes, which is a full weekend we have this weekend for you guys.
When do we have a full weekend?
I know, it's pretty much, but I know this weekend's very special. We have Oscar G at Heart Nightclub.
Yes.
The Man of the Dark Beats. I was going to try getting a song so I could play it in the background, but...
It's easy, we can sing it.
So we have Oscar G this Friday at Heart Nightclub in downtown Miami. Everybody's free on our list to say EO1 at the door. That's pretty cool.
Did you know today was his wife's birthday?
No, I didn't.
He posted on Instagram.
Very nice.
Yes, everybody wish Mrs. Oscar G a happy birthday.
Very nice. We have Life in Color.
Yes, we do.
Which we have hard copy tickets. They're $100.
Yep.
So if you want them, they're $6 cheaper than mine online. So you can just message us on our email, on our website, and then we'll meet up.
And this Saturday is Oliver Heldings at Cinema.
So I'm very excited. Many things coming out. If you guys want to call in, it's very simple. Dial 516-387-1667.
Or you can talk to us via chat, like how our guest did last week, which was a lot of fun.
I'll be here in the chat, chatting with you people, telling you guys all crazy stories about Vixen J.
Likewise. And then this Saturday, there's also a pool party.
Very nice.
I believe tickets, it's a rooftop pool party. I believe
at the Congress Hotel.
At the Congress Hotel. Mm-hmm. Between 12 and 10 p.m. Awesome. I believe they still have free tickets available on their link. It's on my website, but I'll also post it on Instagram. VIP bands are $16, although I'm not sure what that band includes. I know the general admission is 2-for-1 drinks.
I mean, I'd rather just do general admission, get 2 drinks, and I'm pretty much good.
Yeah, and then from there, we're going to head out to Oliver Heldings.
Just pregame.
On Friday, not only is Oscar G at Heart, but if you want a pre-party, our good friends at Shots Miami, they're having their nerd theme party.
Okay, cool.
So you could go dress with your nerdiest costumes. If you're into cosplay, they are having a cosplay costume. You could win $500.
Well, talking about cosplay, we also have Animate Miami, which tickets are on sale now. It's for October 23rd. I think it's the 23rd. It's October 23rd to the 25th.
The weekend of my birthday pachangas?
Yep, we're going to be doing cosplaying and birthday pachangas.
At Scarlett's and at Heart.
And at Animate and everywhere.
Everywhere.
That's going to be fun. So you guys can get your tickets now. Just go on our website, elementsonight.com, where you can get your tickets for Oliver Heldings, for Life in Color, for Animate, for everything. So
what did we do this past weekend?
What did we? Oh, no, it was one of our daughter's birthdays.
Yeah.
We went to Chili's, surprised her, gave her an iPhone, surprised her.
Ecstatic.
Ecstatic, and that's pretty much it. We really just chilled this whole entire weekend.
Speaking of daughters, Y100 posted a picture of both of our daughters for National
nice.
Daughter's Day.
Very nice.
I posted it on my Instagram. Super cool. They were asking for us to submit our pictures, and they picked the picture of our girls.
Oh, very nice. I didn't even know they did that.
I tagged you on it.
That must mean that you submitted the picture. I saw the picture of them, but I didn't know that you actually submitted something. I was just like, okay, our kid did it.
And it's pretty cool because they actually submitted my little dedication to them on top of the picture. So
and I was
cool.
Like, where are all these other kids? Well, okay, now I get it.
Wow, dude. Okay.
You have any shout-outs for anybody?
I have shout-outs to our old listeners that have been supporting us all the time and our new listeners.
Yes. Oh, that's pretty much it. I thought you had like names for them, but no, I want to give a shout out to people, all the people out there,
and our committee family.
Our committee family.
They listen now and then here and there.
Yes, and for our new committee partner now and promoter, One Eye Pete. You know.
One Eye Pete. May his eye get well.
So, without further ado, we have some theme park news. Disney wants to retire 5 characters from their meet and greet in 2015.
Who?
Duffy the Disney Bear. Okay. Duffy the Disney Bear is going to be gone.
Who is that?
I don't know. It's a bear. Supposedly an Epcot. Mr. Incredible and Frozone is going to be gone. Baymax and Hero. Flynn Rider and all the Star Wars Disney characters are gone.
Wow, dude.
So, I don't
know. What is Disney doing? They're like getting rid of all these things and then they're adding all these other things that are not really as good and then they're jacking up the prices.
Yeah, I mean, I want to go to Disney. It's just, it's not.
I really don't, to be honest with you.
It's not worth it. Unless they give me like a special pass so I can get it for free. But if not, sorry, Universal. You're my new spot and SeaWorld until you guys die.
No, not only that, but I mean, even Legoland is throwing, like, really offers out there. The Nicole Town is throwing things out there,
mm-hmm.
you know, way better than what these people are doing.
And then Disney wants to remove park maps as a whole from their parks and have guests focus more on the digital world.
But so, you know what? I don't know about you, but the last couple of times I've been to Disney, we were able to download the Disney app.
I understand that, but they say also that it's having issues. It's not really as easy to maneuver.
No, it's not, and you're wasting paper. Let's be green.
I'm
for
not
a
saying that. I'm saying that the map on the phone is not easy to maneuver.
Yes, it is.
Okay, I don't know. You must have had a good app.
And it tells you like all the set times to the rides, mm-hmm. to the parades, the meet and greets, and all that stuff. And it even has a little area where you could like put what it is that you want to do, your itinerary.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a little tracker, and it tells you, oh, right now you need to do this, right now you need to do that. So
well,
I was okay with it.
Well, supposedly they're also going to remove roaming characters throughout the park. I don't know if you remember that Cinderella used to walk around, Snow White, and all that, and they'll interact with you. That's going away.
Jeff, my backseat co-host, says, Disney wants to remove the common man from the park. Screw them. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much.
Sorry, you asked something about Disney that you want to talk about.
Yes, very fascinating. There's actually, like, Disney dark secrets that I was like, wait, what? So it's not the happiest place on Earth after all. For example, let me lower the music. I have to get it through YouTube. I'm going to read it as it comes up. A person named Debbie Stone that used to work there. 18 years old. She was working in California at Disneyland in the summer of 1974. Okay. In a ride called America Sings. And then it was rotating, like, it was featuring 6 stages rotating and whatnot. And supposedly, like, she fell between one of the wheels and died. And then when they reopened the ride again, you could hear her screaming in the background.
That's not funny.
That's not funny, dude.
That's
no, it's not. Another thing is that they were saying that a lot of people go into the parks, both Disney and in California and in Orlando, and they throw ashes of their deceased. And most of the ashes can be found inside the Haunted Mansion. And it's so much human ashes that they've thrown in all, like, the parks that their staff is already trained on how to detect it and how to clean it before it gets into the air duct and into your body. Wait.
Do not throw me there.
No, I was going to flush you, but whatever.
Okay.
And then, I don't want to keep going, because I would like to do this every week.
Yeah.
So the last one I'm going to say is that water park that they used to have, River Country,
I think
it was called.
Yeah.
Supposedly, rumors said that they closed down the park because it wasn't as producing as much money as the other parks. When in reality, what had happened was one of the younger persons visiting died because of a water-eating bacteria that got into the brain.
Oh, wow.
So the lake is totally infected with that, or is or was. No one's really, you know, gone back. But that's the reason why they shut down the park.
That's disturbing, very disgusting. Thank you, Disney. I don't want to go back.
Oh, and then Jeff says, if people try to light up Marwan on the Pirates of the Caribbean.
That's not a bad idea.
That's not a bad idea, Jeff.
Those vape pens actually work very well now for that.
But I mean, this guy that actually makes the Dark Disney Secret, he has like a bunch of videos, so I would like to do this whenever you come up with your Disney.
Okay, very cool.
Info.
Well, you know what? What was today's show topic about?
Mickey.
Nickelodeon 90s cartoons.
Yeah.
Well, guess what?
What?
Can you talk to this one?
Doug!
What? You're very good at knowing.
Shut up. Yesterday, we were watching a commercial. I guess Disney's trying to bring back DuckTales.
Yes.
And the video's actually little ducks dressed up like the characters.
But was that really Disney trying to bring it back? Or
yes. Disney's bringing back the actual DuckTales characters.
Okay.
And I was singing the theme song from beginning to end. And my daughter's looking at me like, what the hell are you singing?
Well, we have some duck facts here. Did you know that the dinks mean something? You know what the dinks are?
Yeah, they're neighbors.
They're neighbors. It basically means, dink means double income, no kids.
Oh, that's right. Their neighbors didn't have any kids.
Yeah. You can read the next one. What's it up there?
Skeeter's address is actually a rhyme. His address is 1492 Ocean Blue, which is the Christopher Columbus sailed the seas in 1492.
Yep. And then the Duck TV show is actually going to be called The Funnies.
His last name.
But they didn't want to call it that because the comic strips in the newspaper are called what?
Doug.
The Funnies.
Oh.
You get me?
True, got it.
There you go.
Got it.
So we saw some TV shows this week. Lots of them.
Lots of them, actually.
We saw Gotham.
Blah.
Super happy with it.
I'm not.
I actually like it that it has a lot more blood into it.
Yeah,
it,
right.
It was very sadistic.
The way it ended, I'm like, dude, she's going to be Harley Quinn. And those guys that were rescued are going to be the suicide squad.
I like how you say
squad.
That, but I have what they're actually going to be. I actually have it here.
Was I close?
No, you were not.
Far from it.
Far from it. But I liked it because you saw the Riddler with his two personalities. You know, that guy talking to himself through the mirror and all
that.
He's
actually pretty good looking.
What was the other part? The whole entire part that they were, like, trying to blackmail the commissioner, you know, the Penguin and all that. So it was actually very good. What is your backseat, I have to say?
Life. Oh, he's singing. He's singing the DuckTales song. Don't worry, Jeff. Next week, we're actually going to play the song and we're going to sing it together.
So, basically, the news is that the villain that you're saying, that is Harley Quinn and Joker.
Right.
Is that they're actually called up by Theo Gallivan, who's that guy that picked them all up and basically killed
right.
one of them. That they're probably the Court of Owls. Basically, they are part of the New 52, and the story has it, Gotham had a secret society behind it for generations known as the Court of Owls. The court used assassins known as Talons to alter the course of the city's history. So, they're there to alter the whole entire...
I don't care.
Because it's Batman. If it was Superman, you would care.
Batman.
I bet you
want First of all, if it was Superman, that show will have a better storyline than the crap you're forcing me to see every week.
That little kid... grew balls.
About time.
Okay, he grew some balls, right?
And he blew up the safe.
Yes.
And then later to find out that the code word was Bruce.
Yeah. Come on. So, we saw the Muppets.
Yes, we did.
Which you told me, you actually mentioned that it actually beat out Scream Queens.
Yes, it did.
So, thank God because I don't like that girl that's in there.
And let me tell you something. Okay. When I first heard the trailer, and I heard Kermit the Frog say that Miss Piggy made his life a bacon wrapped in hell.
Yeah.
I started laughing. I'm like, here we go. The Muppets have adult sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
And I read somewhere that like mothers are complaining that they want to get the Muppets removed. Why? Like, these Muppets are not the Muppets that we grew up with. These Muppets are not for little kids. If you want your little kids to grow up with the Muppets, go back to the old original.
This is the thing that I look at. Number one, they made it like this so it can relate to people our age.
Right.
You know.
This is for us. This is our muffin.
The other reason, if you don't understand, anything that comes out after 8 o'clock is not for kids.
It's not.
You have Gotham that comes out at 8 o'clock. The
Scream
Big Bang
Queens.
Scream Queens. Big Bang Theory.
Not that my daughter watches
it. I know it watches it, but you know what? Still, they do some humor there
yeah.
that they shouldn't watch. 8 o'clock is not a time slot for kids to be up watching TV.
Not only that, but I mean, you need to understand, we, this generation,
mm-hmm.
grew up with the Muppets.
Yeah.
I think it's cool that the Muppets we grew up with are, we could relate to them in real life situations.
I mean, it's
just like how we related to them back in the day.
It's the same thing that we're going to be talking today with the Nick trivia. I mean, the Nick facts and all that. You're going to see a lot of facts that we're going to talk about that are very dirty, and you're going to be like, wow, I didn't know when I was a kid that they did a lot of adult humor.
Muppets were always for adults.
Yeah.
And then they're saying, did you watch the Muppet movies? Yeah, absolutely. Well, the new ones have actually more adult humor.
Yeah.
If you go back to the original Jim Henson,
mm-hmm.
you know, Muppet show, whatnot, it was more wholesome. But
yeah.
Yes.
I like it. They can't
take
it off.
What are their names? The little grumpy old men, their
mm-hmm.
name are Startler and Waldorf.
Oh.
I didn't know that. Did you know?
Yes, I do. I actually liked it. I'm going to keep on watching it.
I thought it was hilarious.
I thought it was great. We saw the Big Bang Theory. I was a little disappointed.
I did not like the wedding. I was expecting more for the wedding. However, they made up for it with the whole breakup between Sheldon and Amy. That is like the funniest breakup ever. How long can you go on the breakup?
The thing is, I think that they built up this whole entire wedding, and then they go, no, we're not going to give you the wedding. We're going to give you Amy and Sheldon.
Right.
Because they really didn't give us a wedding. It was
no.
pretty much dead. It's like, this is what they are offering us.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't anything big. So
I mean, I like the fact that they're focusing on the breakup because they're so funny, especially with Sheldon taking over the breakup. But how long can you milk that?
No, no.
You eventually you're going to have to go back to, you know, Penny and Leonard being married, and eventually they're going to have to move in together.
And then you saw, well, I saw it last week, but you saw Ink Master.
Oh, my God. Let me tell you about this. I was sick since Friday the whole weekend, and I was home. Mind you, I'm already stuffed up because of the stupid cold, and I'm here watching Ink Masters, and they bring in as guests of family members and their family members that have Down syndrome. And they were supposed to draw something for their families to wear on their skin to represent
mm-hmm.
them. I was crying like a baby.
Mm-hmm.
I was more stuffed up than ever. I thought it was so sweet that nobody got eliminated. Everybody praised everybody's work. You know, the family members were all happy, and they were actually like excited
mm-hmm.
that they were participating in the art tattoo
yeah.
process.
So I mean, I liked it a lot. It was very good. It's something different. I mean, they did it 1 year, I think it was like 2 years ago, where they had to get like the medals from the army, of deceased army members, and they'll do something on it. Like they tattooed on the actual medal.
What I saw was something similar, but it was on their prosthetics.
No, this was on their actual medals, like deceased army veterans and all that. And they did the like a symbol or whatever on it. I mean, things like that, it makes the show, you know, good and all that. So I liked it. But you know what else? I mean, we have festivals coming up right now. We have a bunch of things coming up right now.
And you know me, I don't have time to go to the gym, like, at all. We practically are here promoting or doing something, but let me tell you something. Thanks to Dr. Brooks and Jessica at Brooks Plastic Surgery and their system called Cool Sculpting, I'm able to go in, you know, a little cellulite that I have behind my leg or, you know, my little waist. They sap it away. I mean, this is painless. You go in, you go out, they freeze the fat, you're done. So I will be EDC ready in no time. And you know what? Our listeners, guys and girls, could be festival ready as well. You could call them at 954-501-0505 extension 1 and ask for my girl, Jessica.
And make sure to say Vixen J sent you.
Absolutely, because I'm the one.
What's going on, fans? Do you love to party? Do you love the EON Network? Well, check out www.elementsandnight.com as we give you 24 hours worth of news and updates from Comic-Cons, music events, video games, and more. Check out your favorite host's tweets and thoughts. Stay up to date with the lineup with the EON Network, and it's all in one place. So what are you waiting for? Check it out now! www.elementsandnight.com.
Rocko's Modern Life. They were dark and scary. Those
it
two
was.
Little old couples that they lived with was
Thank you.
Horrible.
Wait, now let me say something. Before you say what you're going to say there, because I know you have something to say there, but I have to say this. Since you mentioned the
old couple?
Big heads. They're the big heads. The two frogs.
I don't remember the two frogs.
Yeah, it was, they're green.
No, I'm talking about the little lady and the little old guy that Rocko lives with.
No, that's you're talking about Courage the car.
Courage. Oh, sorry.
Rocko's the one with the kangaroo.
Okay. Oh,
the
yes.
wallaby.
Yes, that worked in the porn hotline.
Yes. So did you know the episode Leapfrogs was taken off the air? Because an inventive Bighead, which is the wife, tried to seduce Rocko.
What?
In the episode. And I've seen the episode and all that, and yeah, she's like naked and everything.
You're lying.
And you see her little booty.
No.
Yes.
No, you gotta show me.
Yes, the episode ends with the Bigheads reconciling and breaking plates with their tongues.
What?
Yes.
No.
The other funny thing about it is that, did you know Rocko worked at a phone sex operator?
Yes, it says it in the back.
And then, lastly, there's actually an episode. This cartoon was probably the most adult humorous cartoon out there. That Rocko actually spanked a monkey. So, he was actually spanking a monkey in one of the episodes.
I get it.
So, like, they really, really broke the boundaries.
But you know what? We were so naive back then that we didn't even notice it.
Like, you didn't notice it, but everything does it. Disney does the same thing.
All the time.
The rescuers have that little naked picture in the background.
Hello.
The little mermaid.
The cartoon we're watching the other day, Puss in Boots,
mm-hmm.
from Shrek.
Oh, yeah, with the catnip.
He gets arrested, and the security guard's like, what's this? And he goes, catnip. He goes, it's for my glaucoma. Really?
Yeah, and I mean, Disney did it with the, which one was it? The Little Mermaid with the cover. That looked like a pee.
The cover?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because of the castle. The castle looked like a male.
Yeah.
Part.
Pee. So, it's crazy that would be like that. You have something from somebody right now about
yes,
the Big Bang Theory.
My backseat co-host is very active today. I'm sure the kids are sleeping, Jeff. He goes, every show has huge build-ups to weddings. This had no build-ups. And then we didn't even see it. Hilarious.
That's true.
It's true. We didn't see the wedding. Because when the wedding was going on, you saw the two characters sitting on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
So Sheldon wanted to leave.
So you remember John Wick?
Who?
John Wick with Keanu Reeves.
Who's that?
It's a movie?
No.
No? Oh, well, they're premiering out part two. Still making the summer. I'm saying it because there's a lot of people out here that probably like it. You know, the people that like all that movie, like the Matrix.
I didn't like the Matrix.
Mm-hmm. Well, for my Star Wars fans out there, I have huge news for you guys. Hayden Christian is coming back.
Is there supposed to be like a sound to this or something?
No. It's not true. That's impossible.
It's not impossible because he is going to make an appearance either as a flashback scene or he is resurrected from the dead or as a clone by Kylo Ren, who is obsessed with Darth Vader.
No, dude. No.
That
no,
is the rumor
no,
going
why?
On right now.
Why?
They
why?
Said that they're going to actually get him and they're taking him now to do training. And they said if it's training, it's not a flashback for a ghost. So they're thinking that he's going to be resurrected.
Have you seen him? Have you seen his mugshot from his latest?
Why would he bring him back in the first place?
He looks horrendous.
No, but why would you bring him back? What did he do to bring that franchise?
Nothing.
If you're going to bring Darth Vader back, bring a real Darth Vader. Like, what the hell?
What the hell?
Yes. So,
I know it's belated, but happy birthday to Stephen King.
Okay, happy birthday, Stephen
Random
King.
Random squirrel.
Yes. Well, no, it's a movie, so it's good. The thing with it is that supposedly Kylo Ren wants Luke Skywalker to fulfill Anakin's destiny, which was Darth Vader. Yes.
Okay.
So, but I don't know. If they bring him back, I'm going to be pissed because they're going to screw up the movie. That kid's poor acting is terrible. You know, it's bad. So, Angry Birds, I showed you the trailer before the show started.
That is funny.
It was very funny.
It's actually a cartoon.
You actually see why they're getting a little angry already. So,
it's
then,
the red one that's angry.
Yeah. No, it's the red one. The yellow one. He's doing all the poses and all
the
that.
The yoga poses.
So, I actually
Where
like
can it. They see the trailer on YouTube?
They can see the trailer on YouTube. If not, we're going to have it on our website. I'm going to try posting it up tonight. If not, tomorrow morning, I'll have the trailer on our website. Under news section, it's www.elementsonight.com. But the cool thing I am going to have on our website, the peanuts.
Peanuts?
Peanuts.
Oh, peanuts.
Like Charlie Brown. Da, da, da. I saw the trailer. So basically what it is that there's a new person coming into town, and Charlie Brown wants to make sure that they don't know who he is.
Why?
Because Charlie Brown is a doofus. You know how nobody likes Charlie Brown. Like, he's always getting picked on, and he's always like the...
So why?
He wants the kid not to know who he is because he wants to make sure he has a good friend. You get me?
No.
He wants to fit in.
So he... Okay. So he wants to see the new kid first before everybody tells him what he really is.
Yes.
That's messed up.
Yeah, so he still makes a fool of himself in the trailer and all that because he falls over the fence. But there's a website, which we're going to post on our website, of where you can actually make yourself into a Peanuts character.
I want to be Lucy.
No, you make yourself, like your own character.
I so want to do this.
So I'll have it on the website, hopefully by tonight, if not by tomorrow morning. So it's pretty cool. I'm actually very interested in seeing this movie. That's something that we used to grow up with. And we actually have all the movies on DVD. The Great Pumpkin Tree, the Christmas one.
What? The Great Pumpkin Tree? The Great Pumpkin.
Oh, the Great Pumpkin. I thought Christmas at the same time. And then also, you have something about gremlins and toddlers and all this stuff. You're looking for it right now. I was too lazy to print it out.
It's on my phone.
But isn't that crazy? When you actually have your kids... For all the people out there who do not have kids or have little, you know, nieces or nephews, Vixen's going to tell you right now that they're probably gremlins.
So here we go. How toddlers and gremlins are basically the same. Here we go. They freak the freak out if you get them wet. They destroy all your appliances. Mm-hmm. It's a terrible idea to feed them after midnight.
Yeah.
It's nearly impossible to understand what the hell they're talking about.
Yep.
They complain about sunlight. It's never a good idea to take them to the movies. They drool more than you thought possible. When they're cute, they're unbelievably cute. And last but not least, when they aren't cute, run, run, run.
Pretty much. It is very true. And you never know because when they grow up, they might still drool more than you thought.
Ugh, like you drool my hair? It's disgusting.
Wow, but you know what that is then?
A douchebag?
No, it's called.
Take a piece of action. Green fruit. Skip across the whole insect and hurt each other. Admiral, we have enemy ships. It's 47. It's a trap.
I've never seen that one.
I don't know what you're talking about.
When people tell you to see One Eye in China, don't do it.
Because it's a trap. It's not a travel movie. It's not. I learned that the hard way.
And Ash T. Bao says, don't download Windows 10. It's a trap. At Clock _ Puncher, that's a pretty cool name, says, I hate that direct deposit crap. I cleaned it up. It's a trap. It's true, because when you do direct deposit, half of the time they say, you gave the wrong number, it won't be on this payroll check, it'll be on the next one.
Oh my God, that happened to me several times.
And then when LA, this is mine, when LA Fitness calls you to say that they will cancel your membership but need an updated credit card, it's a trap. I'm sorry. Why would you need an updated credit card if you're going to cancel
They're
going
to charge you for the $30 that you haven't paid.
Yeah, and then they're going to refund me the $30 back. No, no, that's not going to happen.
It's a trap.
It is a trap. If you have any traps that you want to submit to us, it's very simple. Just put hashtag it's a trap on Twitter. Or very simple. Just go on our Instagram or on our Twitter at EON_network, and you can actually write to us there.
For all of you that didn't understand all that mumbo jumbo, basically, if you have a trap, to make it simple, you could tweet it to me, VixenJ0601, or you could DM me on Instagram, which is VixenJ0601. Ta-da!
You know what?
That song can only mean one thing. It's Loot Crate. It's Comic Con in a box. Get your monthly subscription that includes DC, Marvel, Sci-Fi, Star Wars, video games, and much, much more. visit www.elementsofnight.com and click on the shop section for more information. It's Loot Crate, Comic-Con in a box.
This is Vixen J, and I get all of my costumes for the festivals and comic cons at Wonder Costumes, your one-stop shop for quality costumes at the best prices. They're serving customers in Miami and worldwide. This store is open year-round. You can follow them at www.wondercostumes.com.
People about Hey Arnold.
Well, I just reading these facts, it just comes to the realization that the cartoons we grew up with were really fudged up.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. Did you know we never really know what happened to Arnold's parents?
I didn't know that before. I read it today. Basically, you see there's a flashback scene when Arnold's a kid and you see him with his grandparents and his parents leave. But throughout the whole entire season, you never find out what happened to them.
They died.
Did they die? Were they spies? You know.
They died.
Were they ninjas?
They died. And then they make an appearance in the Frozen movie. Like the other Disney characters.
Oh, yeah.
And did you know Helga's mom is most likely an alcoholic?
She's always depressed. She's always drinking. Alcoholic.
Good Lord. And did you know this was the first Nick cartoon to actually use child actors for the voices?
I did not know that. But you know what?
Now we know.
Annoying
past the battle.
I have to get that. But you know what? With all this crazy stuff, it's made us look really, really idiotic. Like, idiotic, and parents look idiotic that this happens.
What?
That these cartoons came out and all this crazy stuff happened in them and we didn't know.
But again, that goes to tell you that we grew up in such a time of innocence, per se.
Looks like that Pokemon Go is going to really work out really great. You can see that happening. So without further ado, let's get into our next segment.
Justin Bieber arrested in Miami Beach for...
Now we do believe that Aaron Hernandez at the moment is being booked.
On Shia LaBeouf, taken out of a Broadway theater in handcuffs after an outburst.
Boy, everyone is stupid except me.
You're a douchebag. You're a douchebag.
She was talking while they're saying douchebag, but whatever.
Yeah, I'm reading my notes.
So, we had a listener that nominated a douchebag of the week for us.
Yes. If you're watching WWE...
You want me to say it?
Go ahead.
So, this is what happens when a WWE man who's 37 years old wants to cosplay and thinks he's at a Comic-Con convention, but he's actually at WWE, jumping over the railing and thinking he's part of the Shield. He jumps over the railing, goes into the ring, stands with the Shield, looks at them and smiles, wearing Shield gear.
Ball.
3 seconds later, gets tackled and taken out of the thing. The sad part about it is, guess what he got? 10 days in jail.
That's it?
Because he's allowed to get half a year, but he pleaded guilty, so they gave him a plea deal for 10 days.
Is he allowed to go back?
Nope.
So all that for nothing?
All that to get fame of being next to Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose.
Which is funny, because he made a meme saying, when the hell did Mini-Me join the Shield?
But the funny thing is that he didn't even freaking touch him. What I liked was...
He was just standing there.
What I loved was Bray Wyatt. Bray Wyatt was sitting on the turnbuckle, and he goes, that's your mystery partner? Like, he actually played it along.
You don't think it was set up?
No, it was not set up. It wasn't. We thought it was a referee from NXT, and it wasn't. It was actually somebody else. If it would have been that guy, then yeah, it would have been set up, but no, it wasn't.
So it was an actual 37-year-old.
This is the fourth incident they had. They've had one person, I think, jump onto Dean Ambrose. They had somebody throw a briefcase at Roman Reigns. They had another person walk down the ring with, what's his name, Seth Rollins. So I think they're infatuated with the Shield, because it's all Shield members. they've been doing this with.
I'm infatuated with a certain chill, remember?
Yeah, but not with Seth Rollins and all that, because he has a sloppy.
It's with Roman Reigns.
Sloppy.
And I know his godmother.
So, do you want to say the next one since I said this one? Because that one you're really ticked off about.
Which one?
Oh my god, yes.
I haven't gotten the full details of this. However, everybody is, you know, pulling it, you know, on Instagram. This man bought the rights to the AIDS medication, and instead of selling it for the price it's supposed to be, which was what, like $11?
It was $13.50.
Right. He's charging $750 per quantity.
So the pills used for HIV and AIDS, it's Darafim is the pill. And what he said is, and this is, I'm quoting it directly from Channel 2 News, is we never made a profit because it takes $18 a pill for us to make. So everybody selling it is losing money. The reason we're charging so much is for now we can actually put research into a real pill that's going to help people out more. But the thing is that AIDS and HIV, and it's not really that. I think it's supposedly that you find something in meat and you eat it and it messes up your immune system or it's bad for you to have. But people with AIDS and HIV take it more because they have lower immune systems.
Right.
Nobody talks about that anymore. That disease is gone.
So then why is this guy charging $700?
Because he wants to, because he wants to make a profit out of it.
What an ass.
Because he wants to put more reaches into a better pill or something like that. But I don't believe it.
Of course not.
You know, it's ridiculous. Like, how can you... And supposedly Hillary Clinton's jumping out on it to stop it. Because she's saying this is ridiculous. This gouging is ridiculous. You can't do that. You cannot get a pill at $17.50 and gouge it up to that amount. So I think they're either trying to do something now that they make the same type of pill with the same formula, but under a different name and a generic brand for people.
I agree.
You know, it's basically Hillary Clinton. I think the other guy who's running for Democratic is trying to fix this.
They should.
Because this is really, really wrong. And it's starting to get to me very pissed off. But before we go into anything else, I want to talk about your people.
What about people?
Hi, this is Victor J, and let me tell you about my favorite robots from Scarlet, Light of the Night. They are now available for all of your special events. For more information, go to www.lightofthenight.com.
For all my comic book fans out there that are looking for the hot spot in Miami to be able to buy your comic books on a weekly basis, you got to check out Max Comics and Collectibles, located at 2678 Southwest 87th Avenue in Miami, Florida, specializing in new and recent comic book issues and offering the best discounts on new and recent issues in South Florida. It's Max Comics, the only store that the EON Network shops for all the comic needs. Visit www.elementsonight.com for the full info on where you can find them.
Well, since you brought up my Light of the Night robots, they are having their monthly block party this Saturday from 6 to midnight in their location. The invitation is posted on my Instagram and Facebook. I'll post it again. And it's a badass block party.
So basically, if you guys want to go to that, you guys can go to that. If you want to go to Oliver Helden's, you can go to that. If you want to go to the pool party, you can go to that. You can do the pool party from 12 to 6, the Light Up the Night from 6 to 8, and then go to Oliver Helden's from 8 to 2. So you can do all three. And I think this is your...
My backseat co-host.
Yes. Go ahead.
Hey, Jeff.
Oh, hey. How you doing, guys? How you doing?
What's up? So about the whole AIDS conversation.
Well, okay, first things first, I have to say that that guy is truly a DB for what he's doing. However, in my work experience, I can tell you that a very common mentality amongst people who are HIV negative is that they don't really care about HIV so much because they feel like, well, it's manageable, you can take the medication, it's not a big deal. Well, it's not a big deal because the medicine is generally affordable. So if you make the medicine not affordable, then people are going to be like, well, crap, you know, I really don't want to get this because I can't afford to manage it.
Exactly.
I'm not saying I agree with what he's doing, but you could argue that point in what he's doing, because if the medicine's affordable, then people will be like, well, what's the big deal? I can afford this. I got insurance. You know, Medicaid will pay for it. Well, I care. And that's how some people actually feel, and it scares the living daylights out of me. Not to mention, there are 20 million new cases of HIV every year, and 10 million of them are 15 to 24 years old. So,
exactly.
Just wanted to share some professional stuff from my world. So
I love it when you do that. I love it. Thank you. Yay!
Of course, yeah. It's my pleasure. Yeah, well, you know that. That, and I know how much you love hearing my voice.
Absolutely, because you're such a
sexy thing. I know it's so true. That's what my wife tells me all the time. But she married me. But and let me just say, on another note, on a previous thing, I will be seriously pissed off if Hayden Christensen stinks up the new Star Wars in any way.
In any way.
I mean, if find a way to give him AIDS. Of course, he can afford it either way. But still, screw him. Screw him. Take him out of the freaking DVD too. I'm pissed about that too.
Yeah.
I'd rather see Jar Jar than see Hayden Christensen again. No, that's not true. I'd rather see Hayden Christensen. I hate Jar Jar.
I'd rather see one that in China again than that.
Yeah, I know you would. I know you would. I know you want to see the DuckTales series for One Night in China, which you have to call in on your phone and type out DuckTales, which is not really DuckTales because the D and the F are on the same number. But they always say it's 977 Duck, you know?
Oh.
It's only fair because you will get a bill for DuckTales.
No pun intended.
The pun was intended. I meant to ruffle your feathers on that one. I know. I'm just quacking you guys up tonight. Hey.
Jesus Christ, Jeff. You need to do this more often.
Yeah, I really should.
Yeah, really, you should.
I really should. You know, the show just, you know, the ratings just skyrocket when I call into the show.
Absolutely, this is true.
Yeah, because it gets out. Jeff's on the air. Let's listen in. I know Julio is like jumping through hoops right now.
I was gonna tell you that we met Julio at PDQ in one of the events, and the first thing he said was, "Where's Jeff? Where's my Julio Nacho?"
What can I say? Julio loved me. I think he loved George more. But I think that's the whole butthurt thing, actually.
Oh, man.
So, yes, Julio. Julio
does
hear his love.
Oh, I love Julio's love. I can't, you know, Julio was my biggest fan.
Yes, he was.
He was. And if he had seen what I looked like in real life, he might not think so. But, hey, you know, I'll take it. I have a great personality.
Yes, you do. Those were the good old days.
Mm-hmm.
They were good. So, okay, well, I've interrupted your show long enough.
Bye. Call again.
You know I will. Have a good night. I'm going to listen, enjoy the rest of the show. And I might type in a thing here or there. You never know.
Yeah, go ahead. Feel free.
Okay.
But for our listeners listening, our new listeners, I used to be a part of another radio show with Jeff, and he was my co-host. And we were constantly cracking jokes left and right. And we had a weekly caller named Julio,
mm-hmm.
and he was obsessed and in love with, you know, Jeff.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Well, we have one more cartoon to go with, so. I'll let you read the first one. The first one's not that bad.
Okay. Did you know all four babies were voiced by a female actor?
I didn't know that. But did you know that Tommy was so brave because apparently he was a premature baby?
Yes. I did know that.
Which is, wow. Like, they really, really go through a lot of stuff. And you want to read the last one, which is pretty messed up, I think.
So why are you giving me the messed up one?
I'll do it. One more day.
No. Chucky's mom wasn't always dead. The earlier episodes of Rugrats made it seem like she wasn't dead.
Which is true. I think there was like a couple episodes that basically like she had just left, but she wasn't really there. And then actually later, little by little, later on, they basically mentioned, no, she...
Well, you know, even at a young age, I kind of like got the sense that Chucky's parents were divorced.
Yeah, that's what I thought, that they were divorced. I didn't know she was dead.
And I think now as an adult, seeing the cartoons again, they probably said she died because maybe Chucky was wondering how come all the other kids had a mom and he didn't.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, you know, she died. You know, get over it.
And then the other one was, I know there's another one I read, which is Angelica. Nobody liked her because she was a really big bully.
I love Angelica.
But they were like, even the people voicing it and all the other people were like, I don't really like this character at all. Even one of the writers like, she's way too much of a bully. I mean, come on.
She was the older sibling.
Back in the day, all these cartoons were basically
based on life.
Correct, yes.
Yeah.
Even Recess. I think Recess was a Nickelodeon also.
Yeah.
That was also based on life and everything. All these cartoons, we had the youth that we were able to go outside and not worry about somebody kidnapping us or killing us or stuff like that is now.
Yeah.
But now it's like, no, you can't go outside. Stay inside the house.
Now we're like living with so much fear.
That's why video games are taking over and kids are becoming so obese.
Like, I remember growing up, no lie, my sister and I will meet up with all the other kids in the neighborhood, and we'll, the girls will sit on the sidewalk, and we'll all bring out our Barbie stuff. Like, this one had a girl next door had a Barbie house, I had the Barbie boat, we all had parties. And the boys will play either football or be running around doing boy stuff until the sun went down. Then everybody went home until the next day. Our kids will never experience that. Cause there's no way in hell my kid is going to play outside. Are you kidding me?
And it's sad because it's like, you know, these cartoons would make you relate to all of them.
Right.
You had Dog with a Diary, which he changed into a journal. You had the kids that would like to write in there and talk about their thoughts. You had Arnold and, you know, the things that he went through. You had everybody went through something. You know, I related a lot to Chucky because it's not that I didn't grow up with a mom. I didn't grow up with a dad. So
and
I can kind of relate with that. You know what I mean?
But Chucky had a dad.
I know he had a dad, but he didn't have a mom. So he was only with one parent.
Mm.
So I relate to him.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, everybody was able to relate to somebody in these cartoons. And now these cartoons that you're watching, there's no more cartoons. It's all real life people, and they're all retarded.
Nice.
Sam and Cat is terrible.
Oh, yeah.
Like, a lot of them are really, really bad that I'd rather just have my kids watch my old cartoons.
I'm sorry, but I'm very happy with Wee Bay Bears.
Oh, okay, fine, whatever.
And I am truly convinced that that panda is my twin.
No.
And you see it more and more in every episode.
Well, speaking of all these crazy things, I mean, the only thing that people play with now is Infinity and all that crap.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the new Star Wars Rise Against the Empire comes out on the 29th, which is on Tuesday. It includes Leia and Luke and the game, and then it includes Chewie, Han, and Vader. You can buy also separate. And then Lego Dimensions, which is the Infinity, but Lego, you know, Lego themed, comes out this Sunday. And, of course, Fallout 4 released videos, you know, of different things and all that, which is kind of like educational videos of being a vault dweller. So it's pretty cool. I'll have them on the website.
Did you know that Rugrats are still annoying?
Yeah, they are.
Yes, they are.
Did you know that Rugrats was the actual longest running TV show on Nickelodeon? Until SpongeBob took over?
You probably won't remember because you're... Well, no, because my sister was around with this show.
Okay.
When Nickelodeon first came out on cable TV, they had a show called Pinwheel. It was actually based on real-life characters of a mannequin that lived in the store and he would come to life at night, and then at night he would be a mannequin. And they had all these other puppets, and they had all these other things. That was the first Nickelodeon TV show.
I might have seen it. I don't remember.
Pinwheel.
I know I remember seeing Hey Dude and Camp Wanawana and all these other cartoons.
I love Camp Wanawana.
But, I mean, they need to bring them back. I'm going to start downloading them. I'm actually going to buy them if I can on Amazon. If I can, I might have to download them. But I need the kids to watch it.
Oh, another throwback. You can't do that on television.
Yes. That's a TV show I want the kids to watch because it's cool. Because I think if they say like a catchphrase or something, they'll get slimed.
Yeah.
So, I mean, these are things that the kids have to watch. Not the garbage they're watching now.
No.
So, I mean...
But I like the fact that Nickelodeon is bringing back, and I love the fact that Disney's also doing the same thing.
Yes. So, I have nothing else. We're pretty much done.
No way.
Yes. But everybody, if you guys want to chill with us, if you want to party with us, if you want to know where we're at, you can follow Vixen J at...
VixenJ0601 on Instagram and the theme on Twitter.
You can follow me at EONPHAZE. That's EONPHAZE. On Instagram and Twitter. Don't follow us on Facebook because we do not want to follow you because it's kind of private. You can follow us on our Facebook account, which is Element of the Night. So you can find us there. Make sure to catch us at Heart Nightclub. We'll be there with Oscar G. And we'll be there on Saturday at the pool party at the Congress Hotel. And we will be at Oliver Heldings. So make sure to catch us. Say hi to us. Take a picture with us.
I mean, it's pretty cool how people actually come up to the like, oh, hey, this is me. And they show us, like, their Instagram account.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I follow your show support. You know, that's, I mean, we've met a lot of cool people and friends because of the whole Instagram thing.
Make sure to vote on our poll that we have online, which is whose team are you on, Captain America or the – it's Captain America or Iron Man. So make sure to vote, elementtonight.com. Click on radio show. You can listen to our shows. We are on Stitcher Radio and on iTunes.
And Periscope.
Well, we haven't done Periscope yet. We're trying to work on that also and all that, trying to get the studio.
No, I have my own. I have my own Periscope.
I know, but we haven't done a show on Periscope yet. But they can follow you on Periscope. What is it, Vixen?
Vixen J0601.
And you guys can follow me at the same thing, EO1 Phase. But if you go on our website, it has everything there. It's very simple. Cool stuff.
Oh, Halloween party at Space.
I know, that's Eric Marlowe, but we can talk about that next week.
Stay tuned, because it's a pretty badass Halloween party.
So without that, thank you very much.
Bye, adios.
Bye, adios. Yeah.